Government will from next year implement a new program to radically expand access to second cycle education. It is therefore investing in the provision of infrastructure, teachers and learning tools. As part of the process, government will also within the next 3 years establish additional community second cycle schools in underserved districts. The Deputy Minister of Transport, Mrs. Jifa Tivo, made this known at a speech and prize-giving day of Mauko Girls Senior High School in Ho. Our Vault Regional Correspondent, Kobla Ali Kokubo, has sent this report.
Mrs. Ativo commended the EP Church for its support to government in the provision of quality education. She said government's commitment to prepare the youth for the future can be achieved only if the youth are disciplined. Mrs. Ativo, who is also the development queen of Abutia in the whole municipality, commended the past and present staff of the school for the hard work and sacrifice which have transformed the school into an institution of academic excellence. The Volta Regional Director of Education, Gabriel Kwani, underscored the significant contribution of women to nation building. Mr. Kwani noted that the quest for quality girl-child education will be jeopardized if there is no cooperation among the key stakeholders. The MP for Ho West, Emmanuel Bedra, who was instrumental in the infrastructure development of the school, warned the contractor who has abandoned work on a girls' dormitory under construction to resume work immediately or have his contract terminated. He assured the school of the provision of more infrastructure. The clerk of the General Assembly of the EP Church, the Reverend G.K. Osiakwa, commended the government for its support for the growth and development of the school. He noted that gender equality, especially in accessing quality education, should not just be a woman's issue, but a developmental one.
That was the report by our Volta Regional Correspondent, Kobla Ali Kokobo.